Blog Talk Radio.
Remember that back half coming with nothing but the vintage. First down
truth. Flesh out of scrimmage while you portraying images you seen on TV. That shit is gay. I told you niggas in Detroit don't play. That's why. All they do is doubt us. Till we blow the spots in, they all wanna crowd us. Don't nobody care about us. All they do is doubt us. Till we blow the spots in, they all wanna crowd us. Don't nobody care about us. All they do is doubt us. Till we blow the spots in, they all wanna crowd us. Don't nobody care about us. All they do is doubt us. Till we blow the spots in, they all wanna crowd us. Yeah. Watch the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? These niggas are snakes. Do your paperwork. Know what the fuck you're getting into. Cause this shit ain't no game.
Mecca, beast inside and a lyrical reflector from the east side of Detroit, nigga Jacob. Always on the grind, cause I gotta get my check up. Yeah, I'm always on my grind, cause the money on the mind. We forget about the cause, cause we want that effector. I'm always on time, on task, on the mission while I listen to my big bro chillin', reminiscing. It's like you never left. You put me up in the booth, I see your silhouette. When I still think about you, when I would never let somebody taint your truth. Cause tainted lovers all around, and that shit ain't cool. It's like you never left. You put me up in the booth, I see your silhouette. When I still think about you, when I would never let somebody taint your truth. Cause tainted lovers all around, and that shit ain't cool.
Somebody about to be punished. Rest in peace to my nigga Izzy. Rest in peace to my nigga Jay Killer. Rest in peace to my nigga Jay Killer. Rest in peace to my nigga Jay Killer. Love y'all niggas, man. Watch what I do in honoring y'all name. Streets, feel me. Check it, Mick Boogie. I'm nice with the lead, peel your edges like slices of bread. Precise, become a poltergeist, sticking knife inside of your head. What's the issue? Wanna roll like a roll of toilet tissue? I continue to expose you niggas that's so superficial. I script you, yo, obituary, then blow like a missile. Once I blow the whistle, motherfuck, may the forces be with you. Come with a style, I'm wild, I pile up my money so kosher. Then call up my chauffeur, fucking bitches, and back in the rover. Then bounce in the cobra, back of bitches outside of the Costa Rica area. Loving my features and carry my posters.
Niggas can't fuck with me.
Unprecedented, that's a minute. You changing your flow up while helping you grow up. Niggas know you for soundness, so toe up. Challenging niggas, better hold on the banister. Niggas fuck around, I stuff your. your body parts in the canister, niggas. Like you don't know the half. I bust your motherfucking ass. Bust a bus cash and pass who's a fucking psychopath.
Your niggas wanna get tight down. 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 Your niggas wanna get tight down.
My nigga beside me with triggers and niggas get body. I lock a strip and chop a brick like I'm Mr. Miyagi. But this ain't karate, I've been sick since I pissed in a potty. I probably been proper since my papa been dicking my mommy. I'm a cannon, man, holding a hammer, man. For the loop, nigga, shoot niggas like a cameraman. Snapping a picture, you get stuck like the back of a sticker. I got bars like the factory manufacturing Snickers. And I do crimes for the bread like croutons. With two knives, I be laying clowns down like futons. With the bullets in the rocket, my pockets are full of cream. My bullet steam keep the still in my hands like Wolverine.
Congratulations on the
crown,
kid.
Yeah, I'm too hype. Popping the metal, you niggas is not on my level. I'm locking the kettle, man. I'm hot like a pot in the kettle. On the mic, I spaz. Who get a hype is cast? And my nigga Buster, we some motherfucking psychopaths.
Make your niggas wanna get tight down. 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 Make your niggas wanna get tight down.
I'm a hype girl trapped in a fire, I want milk. I'm a fetus that survived an abortion, I won't be killed. I'm the heart of Brooklyn, New York, I'm Bed-Stuy. I'm a Christian woman's hand on the Bible, I won't lie. I'm Dakota Salas and the Gotti crew. I'm an empty Mac right after a shootout. I just bodied you, got some pump shotgun pump shotted you like kamikaze do. Your baby mom's felt the wild cock back, cause she was sitting on my lap. I stayed with the ooh-wop strap. I put your baby daddy in a body bag. When I squeeze and let the wop clap, I bag dad like Iraq.
Hold on, let me put my gun down.
Yo, I know they trying to figure out what the fuck you got going on, pal.
This is my era, y'all niggas is losers. I'm the new era, like a mistake on your computer. Got the infrared dot, busting you gullible suckers too. Put a dot on your ass like WWW.
Make your niggas wanna get tight down. 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 Make your niggas wanna get tight down.
Commissioner!
First and foremost, I need y'all to be clear. The name of my new album is called Back on My Bullshit. Like I said, and I repeat, the name of my new album is called Back on My Bullshit. The reason that I did that, man, is because I just wanted to get the people that shit that they knew and loved, get to learn who Busta Rhymes really is. Because at the end of the day, the support that y'all offer this situation is in honor of the legacy and the name and the spirit of the late great Jay Dilla.
We gonna rock them, man, cause we got the fresh stuff.
No,
I hold the pen and stay twisted. In competition, my street cats will stay listed. Detroit to New York, I still walk the walk. Control dance hall, chilling in my B-boy stance, y'all. Never was known to be an MC. I still ripping flip crowds into a frenzy. It's like a fat shit, I incite herbs to bite. Bum rush your mic tech, play this only at night. Coincide with the mic, take flight above shores.
Word them up.
I separate mine from yours. I look you up and as I stare in your face, your bit mine's on the hum-hum. The one you got your eye there from. Yeah, I'm right here, son, it's straight out the slum. Making tracks for dough, getting paid to do shows. So when I blow up, that niggas respect my flow. Ayo, I'm nice with the pill when I rock with Slumville. So what you want, dog?
Hey yo, you want blows? We got a ton
bars of them. Pete Slum and Tim trying to bank shit like the Huntingtons. Get that money and dip. Blast the cash in front of them. Niggas grunting and shit. Saying nothing, I'm done with them. Oh, y'all. Pete ain't got a hold they done on them. Cause if one of them cats jump, we all jumping in. Believe that. We got something full of the slum dumb. But we're young chewing that. Don't know what they doing with this rap shit. Rap tactics automatic. And the fact is, yeah, I know you bored with the whack shit. We got that fat shit. That auto anodic track shit. And when you hear, man, I don't know how to act.
And I'm here.
It's like first lay the verse and now we rock with the B. Just another casualty for the S and the V. It's like action is what we give and receive. Best to believe we got some shit up our sleeve. Some shit to dance to, some shit through the trees. Some shit if you dying it'll help you breathe. Make a handicap, nigga, exceed with speed. It's like totally with the rhymes with the V. Doing this for DT and a place to be. Can't forget the rest, R-O-I-T. Mac Nicholas, baby, what else could it be? Please, lace me with some scratch for me. We rock,
I'm stick to stick. I'm in it to win it from beginning to end.
In the beginning, it's the ass. Never no lame shit. Motherfuckers travel for miles to Mac Nick. We kick rhymes soon that never sound like yours. To the mic, looking like Chief Floor. Fuck this rap shit. I'm too smart for that. I do this shit for kicks with my crew. Believe that. The S is on the way to making them cheese quick. I shoot the kind of rhymes that make the MCs duck. On the mic, I never fight. I'm all an angel of war. Slicing MC with my tongue, a lyrical sword. You really want a battle? You must be ill. Well, it's the S, numero uno. I'm in your favorite. The Negroes make the music that you run out to get. Now, this is nevertheless nuclear bomb shit. My Nicholas is earning money on some out burning shit.
Bill and we out, no doubt, for 98, setting you straight, get yourself laced, peace, 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 peace.
Enjoy all of your favorite songs by the wonderful voice whom we all love, Louis Armstrong.
It's been so long since I had you, baby. I'ma tell you, I'm feeling so sorry, so sorry.
Missing You by Diana Ross.
Dedicated to all the fake suckers at home watching the video, then going outside and trying to portray this stuff. You know what I'm saying? You living on Grunt Street, gotta get away, find a place to stay. Cause brothers, they be a little crush street. Gotta get away, find a place to stay. Cause brothers, they be a little front street. Now every day I turn around, I see fellas on the block telling more stories, talking about pulling cops. Racking on their guns just for fun, glorifying the titles that be known as the Daily Murder One. They rolling keys, they packing automatic weapons, but each and every one of them are known for half stepping. John Doug Clark, Willie Thomas is a toy, and the twins Ray and Jay, both of them are mama's boys. And niggas, them same niggas, yeah, they try to play me like a little sucker, even disobey me. The nigga fat cat paid them jumps, so never mind, cause the rest of my life won't be spent doing jail time. And all the wannabes looking at me hard, trying to be like Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dog, check it. All the wannabes looking at me hard, trying to be like Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dog, ripping out the tape like thinking it's reality, bragging on the next man's dope gang talent. Where will I go? Where will I retreat? Get the hell away from this front street. I gotta go. Gotta get away, find a place to stay. Cause brothers, they be a little front street. Gotta get away, find a place to stay. Cause brothers, they be a little front street.
gotta get away, find a place to stay. Control the Navy and let on Front Street. Gotta get away, find a place to stay, cause Brother Davey ain't no front.
Yo, it's Saturday, I'm coolin' at your mall with my lady, just because I'm making records, niggas wanna disobey me and blame me. Rocker was a no-name punk, when they saw me walking past, I overheard them talking junk. Reggie think he's tough, so the other suckers follow, but they all fake, drinking water out of vodka bottle, so I just laugh, and went about my way, cause I wasn't gonna let the little punks for my day. Hey, why the brothers fake in front like they tough when they with their crew, but when they body tough, you call they bluff. I ain't got time for these silly chump games, it's a shame. Niggas frontin' hard to get a name, so I just push along and mind my own. I'm pissed off, that's why I took it out in the strong song. So now I think I just retreat and get the hell away from this Front Street. So now I think I just retreat and get the hell away from this Front Street. I gotta go.
Gotta get away, find a place to stay, cause Brother Davey ain't no Front Street. Gotta get away, find a place to stay, cause Brother Davey ain't no Front Street. Gotta get away, find a place to stay, cause Brother Davey ain't no Front Street. Gotta get away, find a place to stay, cause Brother Davey ain't no Front Street.
I gotta show that affection every time she comes home from work. We gonna make it work, we gon' make it work. I know things will work out.
Why do I fall in love every time? Why do I change my mind every time? Why do I repeat myself every time? Yeah. Every time.
Every time I fall in love with the verse, play it over and over in my headphones. I surpass that skill level the next day. New clean cut lyrics like a fresh fade. That's a part of my personality. Sometimes it's hard to say it's over when it's over. Don't know what you got till it's on the break to a Range Rover. But it's always in the shop, pondering about the days when we were way closer. Please answer your phone, girl. Can I come over? I'm willing to step up and take responsibility for my actions. How can I ignore our attraction? Fact is, I'm still in love with you. In love with you. Last night I wanted to comfort you. I couldn't get any sleep. Up late thinking about not drinking to stop my heart from beating. How could I be cheating? And then I think, What if I start treating my queen the way she should?
Why do I shake myself every time? Why do I shake myself every time? Why must I repeat myself every time?
And liquor, see hard times to kick her in the ass. It used to be thicker. Life is fast, I'm used to be quicker. I remember in high school, she had a passion to sing. Now she see herself in a casket of dreams. These are the children of crack and rap, blacks and lack. Self-esteem, yo, we forgot the dream. On our Jeffersons, y'all, but we forgot the theme. In the shop, even rooting for a garbage team. This queen never seen herself on this corner. She still wanna see California, but this is her world.
Be nine. Be you. Be mom's lean pie. Be little black Sambo with bad hair. Be aware of Willie Lynchism. Be boundless energy. Be a four-star ghetto general. Be no one except I. Be food for thought to the growing mind. Be the author of your own horoscope. Be invited. Be long living. Be forgiving. Be not forgetful. Be a proud run, only to return to fight another day. Be peaceful, if possible, but justice at any rate. Be high when you're low. Be on time, but know when to go. Be cautious of the road to college, taking a detour through Vietnam or the Middle East. Be visual of foreclosure over your shoulder while begging a nation built on free labor for reparation. Be a cartographer. Do that one. A map maker. Be able to find Afro-American land. Search thoroughly. It may be close to black land. Be amended. 5/5. Be amended. 5/5 human. Be the owner of more land than is set aside for wildlife. Be Cupid to world government. Be found among the truth, lost tribe. Be at full strength when walking through the valley. Be not foolish as temporary king of the mountaintop. Be a brilliant soul, sparkling in the galaxy while walking on earth. Be loved by God as much as God loved Gandhi and Martin Luther King. Be that last one
of 144,000. Be the resident of the 12th house. Be
If I had it all, I would speak the truth, a truth real, that's here to elevate my people, that from the outside looking in can't see the truth through the peephole, but if I had it all, see I'd be Gil Scott's sequel, and I would turn pupils around so they could see their minds, revolutionize, if I had it all, see I would revolutionize the way these rappers rhyme, the way these poets wrote their prose, if I had it all, everybody would have a style of their own, see if I had it all. All of my people would be eaten. None of my village would be a slum. And Botan would still be breathing. See, if I had it all of my niggas would be brothers. All my bitches would be sisters. And we would love one another. If I had it all, my people would be progressing. We wouldn't have been in the depression, in the recession. If I had it all, see, everybody would have something. I could never have it all because nobody would have nothing if I had it all. Check it. In the chest of hip-hop, there lies a hole. It's gaping like surgery of the open heart type. In the background, African drums, they tumble and crumble and rumble like moments of thunder in the jungle at night. Jay Dilla, you emitted a light in the midst of darkness. You never lost your blackness. You never lost your truth. You never lost the fact. It's hip-hop. It's hip-hop. It's deep like benches to make microphone scenes high like treble. In the chest of hip-hop, like a rhythm and the rebel. The good, the bad, the ugly, the god, the human, the devil, see? You wordlessly spoke on the truest of levels. With the passion of Minaj, you created a collage to make Picasso blush. You touched us with Pro Tools as he did with Brush. You made love to the track while these other motherfuckers lust. In fact, you are love. You made it unselfish. You made us feel empowered at the same time helpless. Your rough draft is beauty. Beauty like black is the way that you spoke to the slum and made him respected by the masses like Joe Louis did in the later years. Cassius, I said, you spoke to the proletariat, so serious, soul Aquarius, Aquarius. In the chest of hip-hop lie a hole dripping wetter than Aquarium. You fill that hole with a soul that can't be handled. It can't be contained, it can't be sampled by anything earthly. So you took us on a fantastic voyage, welcoming the world to Detroit from the village of slum. And because one won't do and two was not enough for you, no, we gotta do that again. One won't do and two was not enough for you, no. You acted as a slave to the art, your plantation, the studio. You made us go nuts from this age of shining rims on donuts. You hit us with the soul of the shining and then donuts, hip hop. You never sold it out, yet still you sold us on that which some pronounce deceased. But even though you may be gone, and even though it may be gone, you and it still shall forever live through your beat. Jay Dilla, in the chest of hip-hop, there lies a hole. When you passed, you took our heart. But thank God you left us with so much soul. Thank you, Detroit.
Give it up for Miss Dancy. Don't you look good, y'all? Give it up for Miss Dancy, y'all!
Now I can turn up.
I think my favorite mix top spin is the Mary joint, the Ooh joint. Man, that dish is crazy. Not to mention that's one of my favorite Dilla beats. But that's one of my favorite Mary songs, you know. And in my head, I never would have heard those two go together. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Buzz Radio. I am your man, DJ CJ, a.k.a. KD, a.k.a. The Great, a.k.a. The Finisher himself. Welcoming y'all, man, for the Wednesday installment of Hip Hop Heads Radio, man, as we pay homage to the King of Beats, the greatest of all time, the greatest producer of all time, the one and only, the late, great Jay Dilla. We had to do our part in celebrating, you know, one of hip-hop's greatest giants that we unfortunately lost back in 06 to lupus and a rare blood disease, man. So we're going to be celebrating Dilla all night tonight, man. We'll get into a little bit of hip-hop news right now. Before I get into all that, of course, got to give a shout-out to the sexiest engineer in the building, Miss Artisha Williams, holding me down as usual. And of course, everybody that's out there listening live, and everybody's going to go back and pick up the archive joint. Appreciate the love. Let's get into it, man. Before that, let me go ahead and introduce you some, present to others, my man, my mellow, one and only corner politic general himself, Mr. Breezy Taylor. What's happening, Bree?
Not much, man. How are you, man? You doing that The Florida weather down there?
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot warmer here than it is where you're at. But, you know what I'm saying, we got a little cold front coming through tonight. I guess we're going to be in the 50s or something like that. We'll see.
I swear, I'm man, sure. this felt like some Denver shit right here, man.
y'all get it real heavy out there on the East Coast, man. It could be worse, man. You could be in Boston, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We could be swimming in the snow, so.
Right. True. I was in your neck of the woods, man. You know what I'm saying? Last week, it was like spring-like temperatures in Denver, man. It was like 70, 71, man. It was real crazy. Right before they caught the snowstorm, I was there. So it was real live, man. A real live place.
Yo,
it was for the short time I was there, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Denver weather's crazy, man. You could get all four seasons in the same week and get snow twice.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Don't worry, man. Yeah, man, as soon as I left, and, like, the next day, man, y'all caught, like, 4 or 5 inches. I'm like, wow. Going from 71 to, like, 4 or 5 inches of snow? Crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Oh, that was rain. That was rain.
Well, I guess so, man. Yeah, you know what I mean? Y'all on it, man. I mean, when y'all police car is like, you know what I'm saying, hyped up trucks and dualies and shit, man, I got it. Y'all were ready.
Yeah.
Y'all were ready, man. All right, man. We're going to get into a little bit of hip-hop news and then, you know, jump back into some more Dilla joints and, of course, into the original and the sample, all right? As we proceed, man, we kick it off like this, man. Unfortunately, I guess with some unfortunate news, we definitely don't like it when someone gets killed, but unfortunately, man, Devon Pickett, one of Nicki Minaj's, you know, team members or whatever, was killed in Philadelphia, preparing for Nicki Minaj's forthcoming Pink Print tour. So February 8th, man, the young man, Devin Pickett, who was 29, died from multiple stab wounds. It's real crazy. The two, they were reported in an altercation at the Chi Bar and Grill in West Oak Lake, which is a section of South Philly, close to Penn Station. But anyway, it's unfortunate when they lost his life. Nicki put out a tweet. Two members of my team were stabbed last night in Philly. One was killed. They had only been there for 2 days rehearsing for the tour. These guys flew into Philly for my tour, rehearsed 2 days ago, and were both hurt. So, our condolences and rest in peace, man, to the gentleman that passed away, Mr. Devin Pickett. Did you hear about that, Bree?
Yeah, I heard about that. And I bet you it was something small, something little, you know, some perceived slight that really wasn't a slight. And, of course, you know, some of us being some of us, you know, don't know how to let nigga moments, you know, come and pass. And unfortunately, you know, someone had to pay with their life, man.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy, man. They came out to just do their thing on the tour or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying, somebody gets killed, man. We got to, you know what I'm saying? It's just some shit is unnecessary, man. I don't think it was a case where, you know, we had to stab you know, unless you're in defense for your life, but the situation didn't seem like that. So just being on some real grimy shit, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, trying to get your name out there, earn some stripes. And for what? I don't know.
You know what?
Again, man, our condolences, man.
My problem with that is I understand, you know, we live in a different, you know, day and age, and people don't want to feel disrespected from losing, you know, a fist fight. But even when you lose, you still live, though. And the other person still lives and walk away. So, you know, I'd rather take being a clown while I'm alive than someone saying, oh, he was a real nigga while I'm dead.
Right. True indeed, man. That's a smart thing. You know what I'm saying? That's a smart thing. That's a real live thing, you know what I'm saying? I got some old brothers get it together, man, and stay on top of that, man, and stop all that bullshit out there, man. Some real for real. All right, man, there's some more hip hop news. Mr. Ice Ice Baby himself, Vanilla Ice, has been in the news here lately. As of today, February 18th, Vanilla Ice was charged and arrested for burglary and theft. Vanilla Ice was arrested and charged with burglary and grand theft in Lantana, Florida. The rapper allegedly stole furniture, bicycles, and a pool heater, among some other items, from a vacant home in the Sunshine State at some point within the last month. The charges are tied to an abandoned house Vanilla Ice was renovating for his Vanilla Ice Project television show, which he's hosted since 2010. The owner of the house did not approve the removal of the items, leading to the arrest of the rapper. real crazy. You can't, yeah, just take shit out of people's house, you know, whether you're on the show or not. The dude has gotten real popular with the whole makeover shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's on DIY and HGTV. He's got the Amish joint where he goes up there and helps them too. So he's kind of blown up on that end, but, you know, again, you can't just go take shit from people's house, man. We heard about this shit, man?
Yeah, I was reading it. You know, as crazy as it sounds, I guess he's still trying to make all that money back that Suge hung him out the window for, you know, some years past. you know? yeah, I mean, either that, though, I mean, you know, reading the story, it sounded like maybe it just might have been a disagreement, and he felt like he ain't getting paid or he wasn't getting what he's supposed to, so he's like, well, I'm going to get it one way or the other, so I'm just going there and help myself, too. I'm supposed to get it anyway, so,
right.
You know, whichever the case is, man, I think Suge the number on the psyche. you know?
Yeah, man, that's crazy. But hopefully he get through that thing, man, and, you know, get back to doing his show. You know, shout out to Vanilla Ice and you know, him working that home, you know, network side of things, man, doing his thing, man. So, all right, man, it's some more hip-hop news. My man Murder Mook, basically was in the source here, and he said, well, he recalls anyway, being the underdog during the BET Hip Hop Awards cypher with DMX, Cassidy, and Eve. So he comes out and said that Murder Mook says that Snoop Dogg, of all people, was the one that fought for the battle rappers to appear in BET Hip Hop Awards cyphers, and nobody else stood up for him. And he says, he goes on here later, he applauds him and says, he fought for the battle rap cypher to take place at the annual award show. What kind of niggas hate on that? Because what niggas hate just did is open the door. So now it's like niggas can feel way more comfortable letting battle rap niggas come through and do their thing over here. So I was ecstatic when I, you know what I'm saying, when Murder Mook and you know what I'm saying, all the cats got on there, and I think they need to be in it more because they do real battle shit and you know, real ciphers. So I think they need to be involved in it more, man. Shout out to Snoop for, you know what I'm saying, taking that stance and saying that they should be in there, man. Did you read about the shit?
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's really not that surprising because Snoop has his own rap battle league out there in Cali. It's called Gladiator School. So Snoop, you know what I'm saying? So Snoop is a fan of battle rap. Matter of fact, one of his battles, it was Calico versus Hitman Holland. So Snoop been, you know, been up on the battle rap, you know, for a while. for him to go to a network and say, hey, man, you need to have these cats on here because they're doing something, and that's big on his part. You know, like I said, man, cats are scared because cats are afraid to hear real spitters. You know, what they're supposed to be doing, and you get somebody that has less than what you have that can eat your ass up, you know, I think a lot of cats will be intimidated by that. So, you know, but yeah, shout out to Snoop for put down. So, man, I'm putting it down for my battle rappers, man.
No doubt, man. Shout out to Snoop for that, man. That's real live. And speaking of Snoop, man, also we gotta say a happy 50th birthday to Mr. Andre Young, aka the one and only Dr. Dre, turning 50 today, man, and one of the pioneers of gangsta rap. He's the blueprint as far as I'm concerned when it comes to that shit. And you know, happy birthday to him. The richest hip-hop act out there to date this year. Shout out to the Beats and all that good stuff. But speaking of Snoop and Dre, they were in the news, man, and he's saying, you know, even 20 years ago when they kicked off and started doing that thing, he said that me and Dre always wanted to impress New York when we made records. And that was on the Hot 97's tip-off concert that they're doing I guess they had a role over there, or he had a interview at Hot 97. So this is what he goes on to say. This is what we do, and we got each other's back, you know, and we show love. Referring to, you know, his relationship with Dre and even with, you know, Puff Daddy. The whole event was built up love fest, I'm sorry. It just finally exploded on one stage at one time. And that was the event was all about. It was about me, Puff, and Dre touching a sore and putting a Band-Aid on it and letting people know that we can move forward. And what we really love each other, and this is what hip hop was made for. And this was in regards to, you know, the whole East Coast West Coast beef at the time, and them getting together now. So I mean, that speaks volumes, man. You know, I know that they were making music for the coast, of course, but I didn't know that their intentions were, you know, always to impress New York. I think, you know, at one point they surpassed it. I mean, they, you know. You couldn't turn on the radio without hearing some West Coast rap at all. You know what I'm saying? From Snoop and Dre, Quick, you know, Q, of course, you know, a slew of West Coast acts, man, at one point. Man. So, what, I mean, did you even know about that? Did you read about this too, man?
Yeah, I read about that. And that just, you know, surprised me a little bit because, you know, the West has always had their own sound. You know, has always had, you know, the beat, the choice of beats, you know, the content. And unfortunately, you know, caught a lot of flack from some, not all, but for some, you know, cats of East Coast. So for him to say that, I mean, that speaks volume. You know, him being on stage with Dre and Puffy and those comments right there, you can say what you want about old school hip hop or what real hip hop is. Hip hop is about unity. And those statements right there just proves what hip hop is about. You know, it doesn't matter where you're from, it's how you come, and it doesn't matter that we can all, you know, be in this thing together. So for him to say that, you know, after receiving some backlash, not a lot, but some for some, you know, for some people in the East, you know, that just goes to show, you know what, we gonna take our criticism and still try to let y'all know that we can still do this together. So, you know, that's nothing but love right there.
I think that was a real, real, you know what I'm saying, real statement, first and foremost, and just dope.
Yeah.
How they even, you know, how he came out and just said it, you know what I'm saying? It was awesome. Like, yeah, I mean, that's what we did and to impress him. You know, yes, we had our own sound, but, you know, we made records to impress those out there, you know, the creators of this thing, you know what I'm saying? And to, you know, to make history and, you know, and you know, to run the airwaves a lot of years, right, man. That's real. That speaks volumes, man. That speaks volumes, like you said, man. Unison, man.
You know, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Boys in the Hood actually was for, it wasn't for Easy. It actually was for an East Coast group that was signed to Ruthless called HBO. But when they heard the lyrics, it was like, man, we know only about Six Folds and Dipping, so that's not us. And so, of course, you know, the rest is history. But, you know, they went with the East Coast even before there was an East and West Coast, you know, so.
Right. Right. Right, man. It's crazy, man. I really enjoy reading that, man. And it, like I said, man, it puts a perspective on, you know what I'm saying, you know, it being as one. And I wish, you know what I'm saying, if we could turn back the hand of time and when that whole East Coast, West Coast shit was going on, because we lost two of the best that ever to do it out of it, and unfortunately.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying, if we could have... We could have had it back then, man. It probably would have. I tell you what, a lot of this shit we probably hear now, we wouldn't be hearing, for sure. So,
that's for sure.
But shout out to Snoop, man. Shout out to Dre for doing that, man. And some more hip hop news, man. And my man Breezy put this out today, man, which is real crazy. Geraldo Rivera, and you know, you got to take what he says with a grain of salt because we're talking about Geraldo Rivera, but. He goes on at the, and I guess he had a interview with the Huffington Post, and he says that hip hop is more damaging than racism. And so he goes on to say, after describing himself as a militant moderate or whatever, and he says that you know, hip hop has done more damage to black and brown people than racism in the last 10 years. And then he goes on to try to save face with this shit and says, I love Russell Simmons. He's a dear friend of mine. I admire his business acumen. At some point, those guys have to cop to the fact that by encouraging this distinctive culture that is removed from the mainstream, they have encouraged people to be so different from the mainstream that they can't participate other than the racks and garment centers, those entry-level jobs. And I layman it. I really do. I think that it has been really destructive culturally. Bree, I'm going to let you speak on it, son. What do you have to say about that?
Man, well, you know, I gave a part of my two cents earlier. You know, this is the same dude that said Trayvon Martin was killed for wearing a hoodie, you know. So, you know, for dressing like a gangster. Not that he was being followed by somebody that was overzealous and just probably wanted to kill somebody anyway. The hoodie. So when you hear him say things, you have to know that he's a liberal. And anything that's outside of his way of thinking is wrong. Now, I don't hear him calling out, you know, Hollywood. I don't hear him calling out Arnold Schwarzenegger for a cat that he done killed, you know, in movies. You know, I don't hear him, you know, calling out, you know, but Robert Morris, you know, Sigurdsson and things like that. So why is hip hop the scapegoat? We clearly know you don't like it. You know, this is not your first time saying some disparaging remarks about hip hop. But how in a interview that had nothing to do with hip hop, you come out your mouth and you bring hip hop into it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hip hop has its negatives and its positives. Don't get me wrong, but did you say that? I don't hear him say anything about those people that strive to be like Mike back in the 80s, you know, the ones that, you know, probably forsake their education to try to be like that. So when you hear people say, I want to be the next rapper, I mean, for them, unfortunately, that's what they view as success. Would he rather people rap about it or actually doing it? So it's entertainment, but just like I said, you know, when you see these action movies and you see these, you know, these body counts, why are they throwing to the same, you know, discussion, the same argument? You know, I mean, this is the same person that, you know, me being a blogger, I do a lot of reading, and he did an interview. And basically what he said was minorities really need to go out of their way to appease white folks. He's like, you know, don't do this, don't do that, because in the real world, you know, they have to be appeased, they have to be safe. Now, I'm not, you know, trying to bring white folks, you know, into it, but that's just going to show how his mind is. You know, things have to be this way, or else it's going to suffer consequences. Like wearing a hoodie is a bad thing. Like being a hip-hop, you know, a hip-hop artist is a bad thing.
No. Well, I don't think that he even understands the culture from any point, any level, you know. The shit was birthed out of nothing. You know, if you go back, Reaganomics was kicking in, you know what I'm saying? Poverty was everywhere. He only had two classes. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, poor, middle class, and poor and rich, and that was it. And it was birthed out of nothing, of just you know, cats in the street trying to, you know, throw parties, and of course, you know, Main Street caught it, and, you know, it's evolved to what it is today. You can't say in the same breath that it's done more than racism done in 10 years, and then in the same breath, you know, praise one of the forefront founders of this of hip hop, and where it is now. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. I think, you know, like you said, he, some of this shit is just a shock value, and I get it, and I understand. Just to say, you know, say what you want to say, whatever the case may be. But he'll never, I mean, you know, how does like, you know, Hollywood and all that fit in the mainstream? Because, you know, like you said, cats be, you know, killing each other on the screen and whatnot for years. I mean, if you look at The Godfather, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And you know, yeah, movies like that. I mean, so what are you saying? Like that, you know, The Godfather has done, you know, so is set Italians back so far that, you know what I'm saying, they can't prosper or whatever the case may be? It's bullshit. This is bullshit. I guess he just needed something to say. I think he's an idiot. He's always been an idiot ever since Capone, trying to find some shit in Capone's tomb or whatever the fuck he did or whatever the case may be. Yeah, he's been an idiot since then. So, whatever. I just take it with a grain of salt. It's Gerardo, whatever, man. So, and well, the whole OJ shit and all that, he's an idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, and also I said earlier, you know, he rather talks about the end result rather than what caused it. You know, Ice Cube said on Gangsta Rap Made Me Do It, it's like, cats want to blame me for making gangsta rap. Well, like, well, I'll blame y'all for making the conditions for me to rap about. So,
correct.
You know, what came first? You know, what came first? The chick or the egg? You know, like you said, because
right.
You know, economic, especially when crack hit. So, I mean, what you gonna do, man? So these conditions have been around long before hip hop ever came around. Minorities have been doing bad and dying long before hip hop came around.
True indeed, man. All right, man. We'll go ahead and just get right into it, man. We're gonna get into the original and the sample, man. Tonight we are dedicated, of course, man. This is Dilla Night, as we're celebrating at Hip Hop Heads Radio. So tonight's original comes from one of the baddest groups out of the 70s, LTD, and my man Jeffrey Osborne, who was a part of that, man. The joint is called Love Ballad. If you have not heard this song in your house played or on an oldie station or something, I don't know where the hell you've been. But anyway, this is a classic 70s joint, and after that, we'll get right into the sample. We'll come back, speak on it, and do our thing, man. So again, man, this is LTD Love Ballad. This is Pop Ass Radio. Original and sample, celebrating Dilla. Here we go.
Love. Drum say the revolution is near. Are you listening? Are your eardrums open for christening? We got body of teams with these tools, while some others play God, they just goddamn fools with it. I don't cuff mics, I rough mics up, rough and rugged. Yet the girls still love it. Still in all 5-0 came to my mic check, telling me I left lacerations around my mic's neck. Domestically disputed, and you just might get the undisputed underdog serving y'all threat.
My thought is what we got in store, just believe it.
Producer, even when it's alive now, that will be celebrated as much
as Jay Dilla is. You know, I mean, from east to west, you know, R&B, you know, hip hop, neo soul. I mean, the man done it all. You know, and not too many hip hop producers can do it all.
Right.
You know, you got something out strictly hip hop. You know, and so I mean, he definitely, you know, ran the gamut, and he birthed a lot of, you know, a lot of other producers.
When you got heavyweights like Pete Rock and DJ Premier, and even, you know what I'm saying, and I got to look up the article, and I'm, you know, as soon as I find it, I'm going to post it, but, you know, Dr. Dre and guys like that saying that this guy was probably the best to ever do it. That says enough for me. That says enough for me. And we're talking about some heavyweight guys who made classic, I mean, hits all over. And when they say he's your favorite favorite producer, that's what they're talking about.
Well, you know, even Quick said Dilla made him change his sound.
That speaks volumes, man. And you know what I'm saying? Quick is plays instruments and all the time. When he makes you change this, oh, man, it says enough. We was talking about the other day, like, I said, if you notice, like, you know, when Dre, when he left and started Aftermath, and right when he got with Eminem, you could see how he went to a boom-bap style. And that's how he started incorporating high-tech, and you know, Black Milk, Young RJ, all those guys, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, that Midwest Detroit area, and started bringing them into the camp so he could, you know, perfect that boom bap style. You know, it's crazy. And all that came from, you know, from Dilla being out. He said one of the dopest records he heard was Running. Like, when he heard that, like, his whole ear changed, and it's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Rain ended up being one of his, you know, bigger hits anyway, but, you know what I'm saying? When your sound makes one of the, you know, greatest to ever do it, I mean, the dude made the Chronic, man. You know what I'm saying? He made the Chronic, and that's what those said. You know what I'm saying? For him to say that he, you know, is trying to switch his sound up to, you know, some boom bap shit, says enough for me. Says enough, man. No doubt. All right, man. Again, man, this is Hip Hop Fest Radio. And again, man, we're celebrating the legacy, life legacy, music of Jay Dilla, man. And, of course, doing our thing as we always do. Me and my man, Breezy, hanging out, of course, with the sexiest engineer in the building, Miss Artisha Williams, man. What's been going on, man? I mean, you know, corner politics, tell the people, man, what's going on? What's going on with you, the blog, everything? How that's popping off for you, man?
All right, that's going great, man. Like I said, I have three new writers. You know, I'm still looking for, you know, some additions to the family, but I have three new writers, and it definitely takes, you know, takes a lot of pressure off me. It's hard writing 5 days, you know, 5 days a week for a whole year, man. So, you know, my new writers, one of them I've been working with, you know, for over a year, and I have two new ones started this year. So, you know, they're working out. I got my sports writer, and I got my relationship writer. So, everything good. Just trying to expand. Actually, I have a meeting tomorrow with a DJ, trying to host an event monthly. So I'm gonna try and get into some start doing events. And so that's it, man. Like I always say, you know, try and expand on my brand. You can never expand on your brand too much. You know,
exactly.
you can never grow too much, man. So you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
That's what it is.
Of course,
man.
You know,
I'm proud of that shit like that.
Oh man, you know, you inspired me, man. You know, like I said, when I hit you up in the email a couple of years ago, you know, so I got the game from you, man.
Wow, man. I just, you know, I know it's real when it's authentic. I reach out, man, and it was authentic from day one, man. And you know, you and you know, Kurt, of course, Flea, man, been reaching out to me too, man. Shout out to Flea on us, man. David Bowers, all, you know, the whole, you know, and let me put it out there right now, Cypher Sounds next week, man, tune in, it's just going to be real live. I'm getting the whole gang back together, like we do every month, so be sure y'all tune in to that, but it was authentic, man, and you know what I'm saying, I'm proud of that shit, man. I just want to see that shit just growing and get, you know what I'm saying, bigger and bigger, man. I mad props to y'all, man, for real.
Yeah, I mean, hey, man, like I told you then, man, you know, I'm pretty sure I speak for everybody else, but, man, but you know, definitely thank you for inviting me to be part of it, and I'm pretty sure everybody else had a good time, you know, the last one, so, you know, it's only going to get better, man, you know.
No doubt, man. It's all the way up from here, man. And you know, shout out to everybody that's been posted in the heads, man. It's been real live, man. You know, added some new blood to the group, man. And you know, they've been holding it down heavy, man. Shout out to Carletta, man. My people Kwanzaa has been holding it down, man. Shout out to C, of course, you know, Cleon's Kwame, of course, man. Shout out to y'all, man. I've been really, you know, holding it down heavy, man. So I definitely appreciate it, man. Keep posting. Of course, man, Breezy and David always on the page, showing love and saturating it. I always look forward, man, to see what y'all put on there, man. And again, man, shout out to everybody that's been showing us love, man, no doubt. So that's going to do it for us tonight. It's Hip Hop Heads Radio, man. And like we always do, man, and like we always say, oh, I'm sorry, before I go, I have got to say this, man. I want to say, man, a big shout out and congratulations to my brother, man, my boy, man, Brandon Spears, who today he's going to go ahead and tie this knot, man, so I know hell's getting ready to freeze over. You know what I'm saying? Last time he can get ready to tie the knot, man. So shout out to my man, B, man. Love you, fam. You know what I'm saying? Happy for you. One more thing, man. The Essence Festival, they have announced some of the acts. I'll probably maybe go in this year because of who was going to be headlining it. We've got Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, Common, Erykah Badu right now as the headliners for you know, the Essence Festival. I'm loving that lineup. And so, you know, be sure to check out Essence.com. And check out who they'll be adding on. Right now, I think they've got NDIRE, Mystical, Eric Roberson, and a few other people in the Super Lounges, man. So I'm glad that they're upgrading this shit because it's been whack for the past couple years. It's not being, you know. Oh, shit. That's what it is. Also, man, I gotta gear up and get ready to, you know what I'm saying, hopefully me and a sexist engineer be out in D.C. for the Miguel Atwell Ferguson Suite for Mar Dukes in D.C. Yes, indeed, man. So
that's what I'm talking about.
We coming to the DMV. DMV.
Hey. Kirk, done. You didn't, Kirk, you heard what he said, right?
Yeah. Kirk got an APB on me. I know son is going to show me out, man. It's going to be real live, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to get up there and rock with y'all, man. And definitely check out Miguel Atwell Ferguson Orchestra, man, doing the Suite for Mar Dukes out there in D.C., man. It's going to be real tight, no doubt. All right, man. So with that being said, man, we're going to send it out, of course, man, on a Dilla joint. And like we always say here, man, don't sell yourself to fall in love with anything in this world. Keep God first, and everything else will fall in line, all right? So with that being said, we're going to send it out on a little bit of SV, Lil Slumville, my favorite song, of course, and pretty much the motto I live by, Fall in Love by Slum Village. Rest in peace to the greatest that ever do it, Jay Dilla. And be sure to tune in next week, Cypher Sound, as we do our thing and rep hip hop and the whole culture like we always do. All right? Peace and love. Catch y'all next week. One.
Peace.
One, two, two. One, two. Things you do, don't sell yourself to fall in love. Things you do, one, two, three.
Ladies loving my music, it's like some sex shit. Niggas trying to grip up my mic like it's a dig. Run around the corner to pick up the new shit.
I sit in the deck so niggas could catch wreck.
I'm the motherfucker gripping the mic like it's a joke. Niggas fall in love with the music like it's a hole.
Put down your mic, you lost your whole world. You take it too seriously like it's a gamble.
Fuck this rap shit, I listen to classical. In the studio, loop as usual. Love it, my lyrical. For bitches that you would know, I'm out of this. Cause you wanna be below. Y'all niggas in love with the S. Y'all niggas in love with the S.
Time I could have been spending, getting cash, getting mine. Hope but one day it comes around, one day when I'm the nigga getting money, getting cash, getting signed. Get in the fuck up the ghetto, because we got a crime. But it's a crime that I feel is fucking wasting time. But sometimes I feel like this shit is a waste of time. Yours and mine to these niggas out here trying to rhyme. The reason for it better show them be genuine. I do it because it gives me a sore peace of mind. And for the love
yourself, yourself, to fall in love. Don't sell yourself to fall in love with those things that you do.
Freestyle shit.